Chapter 19 goes back to Victory Lane. We'll talk about it next on the EG3 Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the latest edition of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer, third, back here in Kansas City, Missouri, few days fresh from Duluth, Minnesota, coming to you on this Thursday, June 26th. Man, this month has flown by. But, folks, summer, if you already don't know by now, it's finally, well, I shouldn't say finally here. It's already has arrived, and yeah, we're suffering with y'all here with the heat. But EG3 from the south, yeah, I'm not gonna try to help a rock here. But anyways, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, deciding to tune in to listen to me talk about sports, racing, running, or whatever important comes across his desk in KC, Missouri. He is recording on the morning of Thursday, the 26th of June here. So this is the bringing back a little bit of the portion here, NASCAR portion of the podcast. Of course, I'm pretty sure y'all want to hear what went down up north in Duluth, Minnesota. I'll record that tomorrow and have that out for you guys for the weekend. So be on the lookout for that. This will come out tonight. Right off from the hip, so be on the lookout for that. If you're a big racing fan, be on the lookout for that. Obviously, a lot of y'all want to know what happened. Obviously, huge up in Duluth, Minnesota. I can't wait to tell you guys all about that and so much more. So this is gonna be a 2-episode week here for the ETV podcast, which you can find wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. It's underneath the 3-Wide Pod with EG3, which this was a NASCAR podcast for quite a long time. And before that, it was a sports podcast for the first time when I entered into the podcasting space. And now it's all the combination, pretty much right back to where I started, but with the addition of the running adventures of Fast Eddie. Speaking of Fast Eddie, or Fast, Chase Briscoe was fast and puts the 19 back in Victory Lane after a year and some change. They are obviously, and I'll be honest, and I keep going back and forth. Now, I'll be honest, it wasn't my first. Now, given, there's no disrespect to Chase whatsoever, but this wasn't my first choice to replace the legendary Martin Truex Jr. By the way, my favorite driver, retired last year, and I've been back and forth on some drivers this year, I'll be honest, there as well. But yeah, Chase Briscoe, that's definitely, yes, it's definitely caught my attention for sure. Not like I try to, like, dog on him or anything like that, but yeah, man, let's listen to him. And oh, by the way, we won at Pocono over the weekend there, which this became a few strategy game, and somehow, and I don't know what it is about this night, and it's carried over with whether it's Martin Truex Jr. or Chase Briscoe. It's carried over. The problems on pit road have carried over to this year, right? I mean, how many, and look, this 19 has been fast. It's been fast. So Jay Small's doing something right, but still making some questionable calls there. Well, obviously, not having fuel in the car, not enough fuel anyways in the car. And somehow, Chase Briscoe, all the pressure, all the attention, all the attention on him, and he gets a ticket to the 25 NASCAR playoffs there with a huge win here. And I had it up for a minute. Let me go back to my tab screen here. Yes, the Great American Getaway 400 last weekend in the Pocono Mountains up in Pocono, Pennsylvania there, where this race started a little later. this thing started a little later because of weather and all that. Had to push it back, and thanks to summer, good old summertime, baby, they were able to get it in because of the, obviously don't get dark till like 9:30, 10 o'clock. But kudos to NASCAR for getting it in there as well. Obviously, you just don't know what the weather's going to be like on race day up there in Pocono Mountains. But you got to give, again, Chase Briscoe. It's been a while since I talked NASCAR on here anyway. And Briscoe has been sitting on poles, like some 3 in a row. But having this team, does it sound familiar? If you've been, especially you're a NASCAR a junkie like myself, if you have followed this podcast for the last several years, you know Mark Trash Championship had more wins in the bank and another championship in the bank, right? But it seems like the issues, again, it seems like I'm raining on the parade of Chase Briscoe, but this is the truth, man. The bad calls on pit road, the mistakes on pit road, and all that's followed this 19 bunch over to Chase Briscoe, right? But kudos to Chase Briscoe. He did a tremendous job. I thought he was gonna make it. I'll be honest. I thought he was gonna make it. I thought he was not gonna make it, but he did it. He did it. He did it, man. And slowly but surely, I am pushing over to the Chase Briscoe fan, because I don't know, because the 19 hasn't left the clubhouse, in my opinion, at least over here in this part of Kansas City, Missouri. But yeah, Chase Briscoe did what he needed to do, man. He did what he needed to do. He got in. Look, he's been fast, and it was only a matter of time before he was gonna punch himself into victory lane, get that elusive win. Now you have Denny Hamlin, 3 wins. Let me see here. Chase Briscoe 1. Christopher Bell, yeah, Christopher Bell is the other one. there you go. Christopher Bell is the other one with 3. Briscoe now joins the party, and now what's left? Ty Gibbs. And look, Ty Gibbs has been with the organization now for quite a while, or at least in the Cup Series for a while now, and he hasn't got a win yet since moving up to the Cup Series, in particular Joe Gibbs Racing. And yes, his grandfather, obviously former NFL head coach, is the owner, for those that don't know, is the owner of this team. So, hey, Chase versus Briscoe got that goose egg off his back. Now it'll be interesting to see how he does for throughout the rest of the season. This 19 has been pretty fast still. And that's kudos to that team right there. As well, this is the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III for this NASCAR Racing edition of this podcast. I know y'all want to hear me, my postcast coming up from Duluth. I will record that either tonight or tomorrow morning and have that out for the weekend as well. I know y'all anxious to hear that, because well, some momentum, maybe, for sure, coming out of that race for sure. And then, of course, Briscoe having momentum throughout the summers, to this point anyways, there as well. Take a look at the top 10 here from the Great American Getaway Racing as I'm speaking right here. So some middle playing has come together, but it's just not all put together yet and all that. And I'm getting questions about also, and kind of off the flip side of the coin, I'm getting questions about last runner standing again and thus like that. So again, I'm keeping that on low right now. I've been telling people, well, again, I'm still on the fence on that right now as I'm sitting here, but there's still another, we're a month and a couple weeks from that. And I'm fresh from Duluth, Minnesota, so there's that. But Chase Briscoe, back to him real quick, led the most laps, 72 laps, twice for 72 laps, and somehow had Denny Hamlin, his teammate, off. And Denny Hamlin was in a similar position going back to, what, William Byron at Michigan? Now, we know I haven't talked about Michigan on this podcast, but that's come and gone. But Denny Hamlin pounced when William Byron ran out of gas, and Denny Hamlin won that race at Michigan. Hamlin was in that same position last weekend, but Chase Briscoe has had other ideas there as well. But Denny Hamlin comes in second and coming off of a birth of his 3rd child. So congratulations to Denny Hamlin and the fam there on that. Ryan Blaney finished 3rd. Chris Buescher 4th. Chase Elliott trying to come alive, finishing 5th. Chase Elliott coming off a podium at Mexico City. Again, it's been a minute since we talked racing on here, and yeah, Chase Briscoe finished 3rd, while Christopher Bell finished 2nd, and of course, Shane Van Gisbergen there, the Australian absolutely kicked everybody's ass down in Mexico City. So there's that there. The back end of this top 10, I couldn't be more impressed with John Hunter Nemechek here in the summer stretch so far. John Hunter Nemechek, Erik Jones, and this 1-2 punch of Legacy has really, it's been a kid catching attention. They started to catch my attention there. And you've seen it the last several weeks. This organization has come alive. John and Nemechek, another top 10 finish there, finishing in sixth there. So Jimmy Johnson, the adjustments, the changes that were made in the offseason starting to pay off here in the summer stretch here in 2025. Kyle Larson, Ryan Preece, another top 10 for Preece. Man, Preece, you look back, you go to the go to the bubble right now in the playoffs. Ryan Preece, and going back a few weeks ago, I had him picked in my fantasy, finished second at Talladega. Again, Talladega, he's got penalized for his car not passing post tech. You keep those points. If he passed tech, he's in the playoffs right now. So and of course, Brad Keselowski, all RFK cars finishing in the top 10. Buescher, Preece, and Keselowski. And that could be my lineup going in here. I might do my lineup early to my group that I'm in with. This is a separate group. Text group that I'm with for fantasy and all that. So that could be my lineup. I know I'm probably giving it away, but I would not be surprised. And this might be a bold prediction on here on a Thursday, but I would not be surprised see an RFK car in victory lane. I'm gonna call her. You know what? Screw it. I'm gonna make a bold prediction. An RFK car is going to victory lane on this weekend. Ooh. I'll tell you, yeah, it's going out there. I know I'm sitting in the corner third. It just got that feeling to it. I've had some bad luck in the fantasy game this year. I got nothing to lose anyways at this point, so it's like, yeah, collect some points. It is what it is, right? And in 10th place, Austin Cindric coming home, and Austin Cindric is going to be a player as well at Atlanta. That's where the series is going, because why is Eddie making these bold predictions? Well, series now, go. That's your top 10. Oh, by the way, that's your top 10. So Briscoe, Hamlin, Blaney, Buescher, Elliott, Nemechek, Larson, Preece, Keselowski, and Cindric. Your top 10 from the Great American Getaway 400 at last weekend in the Pocono Mountains. It's Eddie Greer, Pro Project. Penny in a jar. That's two pennies in a jar now. That's my other podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I got to get off here in a little bit and record the daily episode here. So, I knew I was going to do that as well. So, you're a big K-State fan. Shameless plug. But I'm going to plug it anyway because it's my other podcast, my daily podcast, all things K-State sports. That's coming up there on the flip side. You can catch that every day, including the weekends as well, especially you guys are big in the K-State athletics there as well. So there's that. So but yeah, ET3 podcast here. But yeah, y'all wondering why I was making a bold prediction on the Thursday? Well, that's where the Cup Series and Xfinity Series is headed next. Atlanta, where it's a plate race now, not your usual cookie cutter track anymore. It's your plate race. It's your Daytona, Talladega. A little bit of different style, but still, you have to survive the big one, right? And that's what it means, right? So, hey. So I'm looking forward to it as well. And yeah, I'm gonna make a big stand there. Brad Keselowski, by the way, speaking of out of the playoffs, like Preece is right now. Keselowski, he got to win. He's got to win to get into the postseason. And he'll have a good chance at it on this weekend on Sunday there as well. Yes. So here to end this episode portion of the podcast here. Let me see if I can. Of course, it's gonna do that stuff there. Yeah. So let me see if I can pull tab on here. Yeah. So Cooper Flagg. So yeah. So that I talked about Cooper Flagg. Several weeks back on this podcast. So Cooper Flagg, so the NFL, not NFL, NBA draft seed. This is why I cannot record in the morning, because I ain't right. But anyways, the NBA draft happened last night, and it's going to continue. So apparently it's a two-night event. Cooper Flagg, going to Dallas. Officially now, being drafted number one there by the Dallas Mavericks. Let me see if I can do a shameless plug here. Cooper, here we go, there we go, there we go. Yeah, yeah, so he with the Dallas Mavericks now, and Dallas has some good star athletes in the state of Texas, right? Now you have Cooper Flagg, play at Duke for a year, Paige Beckers. That name, y'all should be familiar with on a women's basketball side. Played her college career at Connecticut. Obviously a tremendous basketball player, but also dealt with those injuries that could have sidelined her. But battled back through them, and now you have Beckers, not Deckers, right? Beckers, Paige Beckers, and Cooper Flagg in the state of Texas now. Ooh, so there's that as well. And then, of course, I just stumbled on this on Twitter or X now. Looking at X here for K-State info or news from last night. But yeah, Cooper Flagg. This is random. This feels random. But anyway, Cooper Flagg. So this is from the Mavs _ FFL Twitter handle. Most of Cooper Flagg merch on the Mavs shop has already sold out. Yes, I am. Yeah, man. Y'all, hey, this guy, unfortunately for Duke, they're knocked out of the NCAA tournament. And actually, they were out of the Final Four. Yeah, they made it to the Final Four, but they were eliminated in the Final Four. Right, so, but Cooper Flagg over there now. So, yeah, man. So, there's a little bit of NBA news in the course. Speaking of NBA, oh boy, oh man, how do we get Porzingis on the team? I don't know. So Porzingis in some 3-team deal is now an Atlanta Hawk. Now I don't have any information in front of me right now, but 3 teams, apparently Boston, the Celtics. And unfortunately, prayers up, Jason Tatum still recovering from a devastating Achilles injury, which Tyrese Halliburton suffered in Game 7. And I don't know, that's scary. That's become common now in this modern, whether it's football on the football side or basketball side, that's become common in this modern society now. Achilles injury, that is so scary. But again, prayers up to those athletes. Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton, that was a huge hit for Indiana. And, oh, yeah, shout out OKC Thunder, NBA champions on that front. I gotta not leave that out there as well. But, yeah, so, yeah, finish up with Cooper Flagg. Here is the podcast there as well. So, yeah, Cooper Flagg, one of the, if not this past year anyways, one of the better athletes, college basketball players in all college basketball. Number one pick there as well, but yeah, Porzingis. I can't say his first name. I'm not talking about Cooper Flagg, but Porzingis. We're gonna call his last name by last name. Now an Atlanta Hawk, and yes, you guys are wondering. Yeah, I am originally from the Georgia area, the state of Georgia, anyways. So yeah, I'm like, what in the world is going on? So yeah, Boston. I think they're hitting the reset button a little bit. They gave away. They traded Drew Holiday. I think the Portland, again, I don't have the entire information in front of me right now. I'm just going off of memory what I saw on a bizarre 3-way trade, which, and I'm surprised, did Atlanta, I'm not sure if Atlanta gave away pieces. I'm not sure. I think they gave away a draft pick. I'm pretty sure they did that in this. But now, Trae Young has another weapon again, but Porzingis, he has injury issues. So maybe I better hold a step back on that a little bit. But that's a little bit on the NBA there here on a Thursday on the EG3 podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available once or twice a week as well. And of course, we're going to be on twice because coming up next over the weekend, yeah. What's going to come out is the postcast of the Gary B. Yorkland Half Marathon, which I'll record that either late tonight or tomorrow morning, and that will be up tomorrow night as well. So going into the weekend, which is going to be the last weekend of this month in June, has flown by here in the summer stretch here in Kansas City. So definitely iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast there as well. That's going to close the book on this racing and basketball edition of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all later on this week.